ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्ण। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 13, द एक्टिविटीज ऑफ प्रचेतस, टेक्स्ट 19। गृहेष्वशिताम् चापि अवशिताम् पुंसाम् कुशलकर्मणाम् मद्वार्तायातव्यामानाम् न बन्धाय गृहामता। गृहेष्वशिताम् चापि पुंसाम् कुशलकर्मणाम् मद्वार्तायातयामानाम् न बन्धाय गृहामतः। ट्रांसलेशन। दोज हू आर एंगेज्ड इन ऑस्पिशियस एक्टिविटीज इन डिवोशनल सर्विस सर्टनली अंडरस्टैंड दैट अल्टीमेट एंजॉयर और बेनिफिशियरी ऑफ ऑल एक्टिविटीज इज द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड। दस वन when one acts, he offers the result to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and passes life always engaged in the topics of the Lord. Even though such a person may be participating in family life, he is not affected by the results of his action. Purport. Generally, a person living in a family becomes overly attached to fruitive activity. In other words, he tries to enjoy the result of his activities. A devotee, however, knows that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Bhoktaram yagya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram surudam sarvabhutanam jnatva mam shanti mruchyati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Bhagavad Gita 5.29. The Supreme Lord is the supreme proprietor. Consequently, the devotee does not consider himself the proprietor of any occupation. The devotee always thinks of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the proprietor. Therefore, the result of his businesses are offered to the Supreme Lord. One who thus lives in a material world with his family and children never becomes affected by the contamination of the material world. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 3.9. Yajnyarthat karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. One who tries to enjoy the results of his activities becomes bound by the results. One who offers the result or profits to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, does not become entangled in the result. This is the secret of success. Generally, people take sannyas to become free from the reaction of fruitive activity. One who does not receive the result of his action but offers them instead to the Supreme Personality of Godhead certainly remains in a liberated condition. In Bhakti Rasa Amrit Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami confirms this. Iha yasya harerdasya karmana manasa gira nikhilashu api avastheshu jivan muktasya uchyate. If one engages himself in the service of Lord through his life, wealth, words, intelligence and everything he possesses, he will always be liberated in any condition. Such a person is called jivan mukta, one who is liberated during this lifetime. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, those who engage in material activities simply become more entangled in the material bondage. They have to suffer and enjoy the actions and reactions of all activity. The Krishna consciousness movement is therefore the greatest boon to humanity because it keeps one always engaged in Krishna's service. The devotee thinks of Krishna, act for Krishna, eat for Krishna, sleep for Krishna and work for Krishna. Thus everything is engaged in the service of Krishna. A total life in Krishna consciousness saves one from material contamination. as stated by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, Krishna bhajane yaha hai anukul, vishaya bali ya tyage taha hai bhul. If one is so expert that he can engage everything or total everything in the service of the Lord, to give up the material world would be a great blunder. One should learn how to total everything in the service of Lord. For everything is connected to Krishna. That is the real purpose of life and secret of success. As recited later in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hi acharan karma param apnoti purusha. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For by working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. Bhagavad Gita 3.19. The third chapter of Bhagavad Gita specifically considers material activities for the purpose of sense gratification and material activities for the purpose of satisfying the Supreme Lord. The conclusion is that these are not one and the same. Material activities for sense gratification are the cause of material bondage, whereas the very same activities for the satisfaction of Krishna are the cause of liberation. How the same activity can be the cause of bondage and liberation can be explained as follows. One may get indigestion due to eating too many milk preparations, condensed milk, sweet rice and so on. But even though there is indigestion or diarrhea, another milk preparation, yogurt, mixed with black pepper and salt will immediately cure the maladies. In other words, one milk preparation can cause indigestion and diarrhea and another milk preparation can cure them. If one is placed in material opulence due to the special mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he should not consider that opulence a cause of bondage. When a mature devotee is blessed with material opulence, he does not become affected adversely because he knows how to employ material opulence in the service of the Lord. There are many such examples in the history of the world. There were kings like Prithu Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Janaka, Dhruva, Vaivasvat Manu and Maharaj Ikshvaku. All of these were great kings and were especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If a devotee is not mature, the Supreme Lord will take away all his opulences. This principle is stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasyaham anugrinnami harishe taddhanam shanahim. My first mercy shown to my devotee is to take away all his material opulence. Material opulence detrimental to devotional service is taken away by the Supreme Lord, whereas a person who is mature in devotional service is given all material facilities. Hare Krishna. So before I begin my class, I'd like to seek blessings from all the senior devotees, because I know very well that I don't have any of the qualifications. Just to obey the order, I am doing this service. So whatever I'll speak is just like offering the same knowledge back as a service. Just like we do Ganga Puja, we offer the same Ganges water back to Ganges, similarly. So if I do any mistakes, so please forgive me. So in this chapter, the activities of Prachetas, in the previous verses, we have seen that Lord is very pleased upon the service of Prachetas and he has given very special benedictions to them. And because they are very mature in their devotional service, and Lord is very confident that they will use all the benedictions in his service. But here in this verse, Prabhupada also explains further that even though a devotee may be situated in the household life, but if he uses all his activities and all the results of his activities in the service of Lord, he doesn't get entangled, but he gets liberated. So, in the first paragraph, Prabhupada is discriminating between the grihasthas and grahamedis. So, the grihasthas, they know very well that Krishna is the enjoyer of all the sacrifices and he is the well-wisher. That's why they, without being attached to their activities, they offer all their results of activities to the Supreme Lord. And that's why they become free from the reactions of such activities. And they do all the activities as a service of for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as an instrument, in a mood of servant of the servant. But in case of grahamedis or non-devotees, they try to enjoy the facilities which they get. So instead of trying to serve, they try to enjoy. And here, the grahasthas, they know that Krishna is the enjoyer, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam. But the non-devotees, they think that I am the enjoyer. And their aim of life is to enjoy their senses more and more. So they follow this principle, Ishwaroham Aham Bhogi Siddhoham Balwan Sukhi. They try to enjoy their own senses. And that's why they get the karmic reactions and they get entangled in the karmas. And devotee acts in a selfless manner, and that's why he advances in his spiritual life. But non-devotee, he is selfish, that's why he becomes more and more entangled. And the householder, especially the devotee householder, so he takes care of his family. He acts like a caretaker. And he engages all his family in the service of Lord Krishna. And that's why he keeps the Krishna as the center of his life. And that's why all the family lives very peacefully. But in the case of non-devotees, everyone has separate interest and separate goal, material goal of their life. That's why they cannot achieve the peaceful results of their family. And thus, being a humble servant of the servants, the householder, he gets real peace and happiness. He becomes happy in this life also, and he becomes happy in next life also. But in case of non-devotee, because he doesn't offer his results to the Supreme Lord, he becomes more and more miserable, and all his endeavors, they become futile. Shrama eva hi kevalam. So, and the devotee, he knows that the purpose of all varnashram ashramas is to please the Supreme Lord, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Athapumbi dvijeshreshta varnashrama vibhagasha sanushtitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. He knows that all the varnashram ashramas are meant for the pleasure of the Lord, to satisfy the Lord, for the Lord's service. But non-devotee, because they don't know, their life becomes shrama eva hi kevalam. And they get reactions to their karmas. The example for an ideal grihastha is Arjun. Because Arjuna accepted the instructions of the Lord as the goal of his life, that's why he offered all the results, all his activities for the pleasure of the Lord. And he became victorious. But on the other hand, Duryodhan, because he was completely selfish and he was trying to enjoy all the facilities, that's why he became entangled in the karmic reaction and ultimately destroyed. So these are the two different people. One is grihastha and another is grahamedi. So in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna assures the devotees that those who offer their results of action to Krishna, so Krishna protects them from the reactions of the karma. And in the fifth chapter, Krishna gives very nice example. He says that Brahmana adhaya karmani sangam tektva karotiya lipyat sina papena padma patra ivambasa. So such type of devotee whose goal is fixed in Krishna consciousness, he is just like a lotus flower in the all the dirt. Although that lotus is situated in the dirty place, but that lotus is unaffected, or it becomes, it remains clean. So similarly, the devotee also, although he is externally he is doing all the material activities, he is also performing his job, he is also taking care of his family, but he remains unaffected by that, because he offers everything to the Lord. Just like a lotus, it always directs its face to the sun, and that's why it always remains blooming, always fresh. So similarly, because the devotee, he always offer everything, all his results for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His goal of life is to satisfy the Lord. That's why he always remains unaffected by his activities. And similarly, as the lotus is just like a waterproof, so the dirty water cannot affect the lotus petal or the leaf. So similarly, externally it may appear that the devotee is committing some sinful activities. In case of Arjuna, he is killing the opposite party, but because he is doing all these activities for the pleasure of the Lord, on the instructions of the Lord, he became unaffected by that. So in the next paragraph, Prabhupada explains that the secret of success, art of living. So Prabhupada explains on the basis of 3rd chapter 9th verse, yajnyarthat karmano nyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacharit. So because devotee offers all his activities as a sacrifice to the Lord, he becomes unaffected. So and the non-devotee, karmanonyatra lokoyam karma bandhana, because his goal of activities is different from the interest of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He doesn't want to satisfy the Lord. That's why he gets entangled in these karmic reactions. So this real secret of success, Prabhupada explains, that is to know how to avoid the bondage of karma and how to utilize the same karma for the liberation. So anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana means because the non-devotees, they use their activities as sense gratification, therefore they get the reaction and they entangle into the karma bandhana, the bondage. So it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita also that atmendriya priti vansha tare bole kam. So a person who does all his activities for the self, for his selfishness, so that is called as a kam. But krishnendriya priti vansha, but one, if a devotee offers all his results for the satisfaction of Lord, that is called as a prem. Krishnendriya priti cha dare premana. So we can understand this by giving the example of a government officer. If a government officer uses all his facility in the service of government, so government or the senior officer, he becomes pleased on his service and he gives special facilities or special concession. But on the other hand, if a government officer uses all these facilities for his own satisfaction, then he gets the reaction for that, and government can take away his job also. So this example also proves that how we can utilize everything for the satisfaction of the Lord, and by doing this we can get free from all these karmic reactions. And it is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita also that the devotee, one who worships Krishna, is very clever. Jai Krishna Bhaje Se Bada Chatur. Because a devotee of the Lord voluntarily offers all the results of his activities to the Lord, and he offers all the sacrifices he does for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he knows that at the time of death, everything will be taken away. That's why instead of surrendering everything by force, he voluntarily offers everything in the service of the Lord. And thus he gets this special credit because he is voluntarily offering everything for the Lord. And that's why he doesn't have to undergo the forcible process of snatching away at the time of death. But on the other hand, the non-devotee, he tries to accumulate more and more and tries to enjoy all these facilities. That's why at the time of death, in the form of time, Krishna snatches away everything and he has to surrender ultimately. But because devotee intelligently uses everything while he is doing all his duties, he utilizes everything for the pleasure of the Lord. That's why he gets this special favor of the Lord. And he does it willingly. Just like an example of income tax. Government also puts some income tax. So the persons who voluntarily pay the income tax, so they get some special concession because they are doing it out of their own will. But those who try to avoid paying income tax, so for them, government has a special facility. So they send a special team, income tax rate. They are very experts how to take away the hidden money, black money. So because they doesn't surrender their portion of results voluntarily to the government, so government comes in the form of income tax raid and they catch such person red-handed and he has to surrender everything. So if he pays the income tax, maximum 30% of the portion of his income he has to sacrifice. But in this form he has to offer everything 100% and all the property they confiscate. And also, he doesn't get any reward, but government gives him some special punishment because he is trying to avoid the laws of government. So, the devotee, he acts like a caretaker. He takes care of all the family members as their servant. He doesn't ever claim that I am the proprietor and I am the controller, I am the leader of the family. But he does all his duties in a mood of caretaker, as a servant, as an instrument. So, and he trains all his family members in the service of Krishna, how to do devotional service of Krishna. So, thus he lives honest life and he becomes free from all the reactions and risk also. Because he is doing everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So he is very much sure that Krishna will take care of my life. So, he will provide whatever I need. So thus, his success of life is guaranteed. So just like a person who is working under a big businessman. So if he works honestly for that person, so that person provides all the necessary things because he is working honestly and he gives him protection also. But if instead of that he starts his own business without having any experience, so there is more risk involved. So he can get cheated also. So, but because devotee, he works for the interest of the Lord, he gets a special protection from the Lord also and less risk is involved. But the non-devotees, they start their own business, means they start enjoying separate from the God. So that's why they get cheated and more risk is there in their life also. So that's why we should offer everything voluntarily in the service of the Lord. But some people, they try to cheat the Lord. They try to enjoy all the facilities of their life also and they think that at the end of life, I'll offer everything to the Lord. So, but Krishna is very expert. No one can cheat Krishna. So, in this regard, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also gives an example. One time, one man purchased a lot of popcorns. And he was carrying those popcorns and he was planning to enjoy all those popcorns. But at that time, suddenly a very strong wind came. and all the popcorns, because popcorns are very light in weight, so it started flying. And he understood that the situation is completely out of his control. So he first tried to accumulate as much as he can, but when he understood that everything, he cannot control the situation, that's why he started shouting, Krishna, Krishna Arpanamastu, Govinda Arpanamastu. He started offering everything to Krishna, because he knew that now I cannot control this situation. So this wind can be compared as the force of time or death. So such people, they try to accumulate as much as they can. But when they understand that the strong force of time is coming in their life, so first they try their best to control all the accumulations. But when they understand that it is out of their control, then they start offering everything to Krishna. So they think that I can achieve both the things. I'll get the material pleasure also, and I'll get the benefit of offering everything to Krishna. But this plan or this mentality is not proper, because they are not offering everything willingly or out of love. So that's why they again get entangled in the karmic reactions. And one more reason why devotee of Krishna is very clever is that devotee knows that he cannot stop acting or working. That's why he very cleverly utilizes all his work in the service of Krishna. Just like it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that nahi kashchit kshama api jatu tishtanti karma krit. So he knows that not even for a single moment he cannot sit idle. His mind will do something, or he has to do some activities. That's why. But he also thinks that if he performs some karmic activities, some pious activities, then that activities also will bind him in the reactions. And certainly the impious or sinful activities will also give him negative reactions. So such devotee, he very expertly does the akarma. He does all his activities for the pleasure of the Lord. Because, and thus, in this way, he gets out of the all the reactions of the karma, positive and negative reactions. So that's why Prabhupada explains that Krishna consciousness teaches this art and teaches this secret of success. That's why Krishna consciousness is the greatest boon, and it is offering the real art of living or secret of success. How to act in such a way without getting the reactions of the action. So this is the real secret of success. And thus devotee does all his sacrifices for the pleasure of the Lord. He does all his activities as a yajna or a sacrifice for the Lord. And thus he gets purified and liberated also. He does, because he does everything for the pleasure of the Lord. And the ultimate sacrifice for this age of Kali is Harinam Sankirtan. And it is mentioned in this verse that Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedasha. Those who are really intelligent, they will worship this form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and process given by him. That is the Harinam Sankirtan, chanting the holy name of Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And thus he perfects his life. And also another example is that because the devotee of the Lord knows that whatever, if he eats without offering his food to the Lord, he'll again get the reactions for that activity. So he offers his food to the Lord and accept that as a Mahaprasadam. And thus he eats the karma-free diet, that is the Mahaprasadam. And this is the process which is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is very simple and sublime also. And in the next verse also, Prabhupada explains, the 19th verse of the 3rd chapter, that tasmad asakta satatam karyam karma samachara asakto hi acharan karma param apnoti purusha. Therefore, without being attached to the fruits of activities, one should act as a matter of duty. For the working without attachment, one attains the Supreme. So devotee acts as a matter of duty, unattached to the works or results of his action. So in Bhagavad Gita, to prove this verse, Krishna in the next verse he gives a very nice example. That is the example of Janak Maharaj. Although Janak Maharaj was a Mahajan and Nityasiddha Bhagavat, but still he was performing his duties. He was the father of Sita Maharani. But still, he, just to set an example, he was doing all his duties very nicely. And in this purport also, at the end of the purport, Prabhupada explains the different Rajarshis, how they also, because although they were having all the opulences, how they utilized everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So, and in the 21st verse of the 3rd chapter, Krishna explains that yadyad acharati shrestha tatta deva itarojana. Because when the people they see this ideal example of the kings like Janak Maharaj, they also follow in their footsteps. So we should also follow in the footsteps of Mahajan without imitating, but we should try to follow in their footsteps, try to learn from their actions. So in case of Mahajanas also, there are 12 Mahajanas, but out of 12, the 7 Mahajanas are householders, grihasthas, and 5 are renunciates or brahmacharis. So majority of the Mahajanas are also grihasthas. And in this purport also, Prabhupada explains that even though a devotee may be situated in the household life, but if he does all his activities for the pleasure of the Lord, he attains the liberation without getting entangled. So this is also a nice example. And also in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asks a very important question to Lord Krishna, that what is best, renunciation of work is best or working in devotion is best? So Krishna clearly explains that work in devotion is greater than renunciation of work, because many people, just to avoid the karmic reaction, they think that just by renouncing the work they'll get saved. But as we mentioned previously, a living entity cannot remain idle without, even for a second also. Nahi kashchit kshana bhi jatu tishtanti karma krit. So just to avoid the negative reactions, they think that if I remain on the zero platform, neutral platform, then it is safe for me, as the some impersonalists they think. But here Krishna clearly explains that work in devotion is better than renunciation of work. If we work for the pleasure of the Lord, that is the positive activity, is better than remaining idle, because that is not our nature. We cannot sit idle for a long time. We have to do some activity. That's why Krishna is mentioning here that we should do positive activity for the pleasure of the Lord. And in the 6th chapter also, Krishna explains the real sannyas, that is anashrita karma phalam karma karyam karma karotiya sa sannyasi cha yogi cha niragni na chakriya. So in this verse, Krishna also explains that a person who is unattached to his activities, and when he offers everything to the satisfaction of the Lord, that is called as a real sannyas. But on the other hand, if a person who is not acting, and externally if he is a sannyasi, then that is not a real sannyas. So also Prabhupada explains that bhakti is not just sitting idly and chanting or singing some bhajans, but bhakti is an active process. And especially we do all these activities for our purification also, and for the preaching activity, to convey this same message to others and to deliver others also. So that's why the bhakti is 24 hours working process, and 24 hours we can satisfy the Lord, we can do service for the Lord. And Prabhupada also, in case of this Prabhupada's followers, we can see that Prabhupada sent his three new grihastha couples, disciples, to preach in London. Although they were very new at that time, but Prabhupada knew that because they were coming from this passionate background, that's why Prabhupada was very expertly utilizing them in Krishna service 24 hours a day. And especially in case of this Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Malati Mataji and other two grihastha couples, they accepted this order of Prabhupada very seriously, and they preached very nicely and they achieved the success. So Prabhupada was also very much proud on their service. So in this next verse, the 6th chapter, 2nd verse, Prabhupada also explains that real renunciation is the renunciation from sense gratification. And when we give up the sense gratification, that time only real yoga begins. And one time also His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentioning in one of his class that real renunciation is renunciation from false ego. So if a person is in a renounce order of life, but if he is a proud and egoistic, so he will not achieve liberation. But on the other hand, if a householder is very humble and very nicely serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can achieve the liberation. So we can see this in the case of Amrish Maharaj and Durvas Muni also. Although Amrish Maharaj was a king and grihastha, because he was utilizing everything in the service of Krishna, he is the ideal example for Navida Bhakti. He was doing all his activities for the 24 hours of the day. He was fully engaged in the Krishna service. And that's why he, in this episode, he perfected his life. And although Durvas Muni was a very famous renunciate, but he was very proud of his position. And when he felt that he is dishonored by the Amrish Maharaj, he cursed. But because Amrish Maharaj was very fixed and in devotional service, he just tolerated everything and Krishna protected him. So in this case also, we can see that how Amrish Maharaj was very expertly utilizing everything in the service of Krishna. In this verse also mentions that Savai Mana Krishna Padaravindayo Vachamsi Vaikuntha Gunan Varnam. So thus he was doing all his activities for the pleasure of the Lord, as Prabhupada mentions in this purport. He was using his hands in cleansing the temple, and he was seeing the beautiful form of the Lord. He was hearing the glories of the Lord, and he was utilizing his lotus feet for different visiting different pilgrimage. So thus he was perfecting his life. So thus we can see that we may be situated in any of the ashrams, but the Krishna consciousness process is full time process for everyone. It is not like that some ashramas are only full time and others are part time, and other time they can utilize for other work things also. But for each and every devotee, this Krishna consciousness process is full time process. And that's why Prabhupada mentions that Krishna consciousness means always conscious of Krishna 24 hours a day. Whatever we do, we should do it for the satisfaction of the Lord. So, and devotee of the Lord sees everything in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why he can utilize all the things, all the material things also in Krishna's service, as Prabhupada mentions in the last paragraph. And thus, progresses on the path of liberation. It is also mentioned that Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvam Chamai Pashyati Tasyam Na Pranashyame Na Chamam Sa Pranashyati. So Krishna explains that the devotee who sees me everywhere, so Krishna protects him because he is utilizing everything in Krishna's service. And in the verse from Nectar of Devotion here, Prabhupada explains that Ihayasya Harer Dasya Karmana Manasagira Nikhileshu Api Avastashu Jivan Muktasya Uchate. Because such devotee utilizes everything for the service of the Lord, body, mind and words and wealth and intelligence, everything. So that's why although he is situated in this world also, but he is already liberated. Jivan mukta se uchyate. So such a devotee, he can be he may be seen as in this world, but he is not of this world, because he utilizes everything for the pleasure of the Lord. So the nice example in this regard is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So although he was a householder, he was having many children and very big occupation also, but because he was utilizing everything fully in Krishna service, that's why he transformed his house into a temple of Lord. And in one of his bhajans also he mentions that Jai Dina Grehe Kirtana Dekhi Grehe Te Goloko Bhai. So that was his spiritual vision. Whenever he would enter his house, he would feel that come in the spiritual abode of Goloka. So that was his consciousness. He was utilizing all his family for the service of the Lord. So, but how this became possible for him? Because he was using, or he had surrendered everything for the pleasure of the Lord. In another bhajan also he sings that Manasa Deha Gyaha Jo Kichu Mor Arapilu Tuha Padai Nanda Kishor. Because he was having this consciousness, he was offering everything for the pleasure of the Lord. That's why he could see his house as a spiritual world. So if we want to convert our house into the temple, or if we want to see the spiritual atmosphere in the temple also, then we should offer everything for the service of the Lord. And that's why many renunciates or many scholars and philosophers, they used to come for the association of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They would hear from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he was a householder. And at the end also Prabhupada explains that, but the actions which are not connected to Krishna consciousness, although externally they may appear very great also, but they causes bondage. Because such type of activities, they don't have any foundation or direction in their life. So that's why such type of activities, they causes destruction of a person. And at the end, Prabhupada mentions about the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's formula of Yukta Vairagya. How a person should utilize all his opulences or facilities in the service of Krishna. Anasaktasya Vishayan Yatharam Upayunjate Nirbande Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Muchyate. So a devotee should see everything in connection with the Supreme Lord. And under the expert guidance, he should utilize everything for the service of the Lord. And this is called as a Yukta Vairagya. Although he may be using modern facilities, but if he is using expertly that for the service of the Lord, so he will progress in the devotional service. But on the other hand, if he renounces everything immaturely, then that is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is calling as a greatest blunder or bhul. That will be his mistake, because he is not utilizing the facilities in the service of Krishna. So that's why Prabhupada also mentions this utility is the principle. Whatever we have, we should utilize in Krishna's service. So in the case of George Harrison also, Prabhupada proved this point. Shyam Sundar Prabhu was once mentioning that once George Harrison explained his desire that your all other disciples are very nicely serving, so I also want to give up my occupation. I am engaged in all the materialistic occupation, so I want to give up everything and I want to take initiation from you and I want to serve you full time nicely. So Prabhupada answered that you have no need to give up your occupation, because Krishna has given you this fame and all these special facilities. So you should utilize everything in the service of Krishna. And he also accepted the order and instruction of the Prabhupada and started writing nice albums connected to Krishna. And thus he started preaching and he made many people into devotees. So that is the power of Yukta Vairagya, and Prabhupada proved in case of George Harrison also. And in the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Kurma Brahman also, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also proved the same point. Although Kurma Brahman was ready to give up his family, although he was very nice grihastha, he was having a happy family, but he wanted to give everything up. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped him and said that Sthane Sthita Kshatigata, and you stay at your house and यू चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ कृष्णा एंड प्रीच दिस मैसेज यार देखता रखा कृष्ण उपदेश. सो दस कुर्म ब्राह्मण स्टेड बैक एट हिज होम एंड ही परफेक्टेड हिज लाइफ. सो एट द एंड प्रभुपाद गिव्स डिफरेंट एग्जाम्पल्स ऑफ डिफरेंट राजर्षिज हाउ ऑल्दो दे वेर सिचुएटेड ऑन द बिग पोस्ट ऑफ बिग रॉयल किंग्स एंड दे वर हैविंग लॉट ऑफ ऑपुलेंसेस बट दे वेर यूटिलाइजिंग एवरीथिंग इन द सर्विस ऑफ द लॉर्ड अंडर द एक्सपर्ट गाइडेंस एज वी सॉ इन द केस ऑफ अमरीश महाराज ऑल्सो एंड दैट्स वाई दे वेर अनअफेक्टेड बाय ऑल दिस एक्टिविटीज एंड कुंती महारानी ऑल्सो प्रेज दैट जन्म ऐश्वर्य श्रुतश्री भी एद मानु मदपुमान. If a person has all these opulences and if he is not utilizing everything in Krishna service, that will be cause of his bondage and pride. But the sons of Kunti Maharani, Pandavas, they were also having all these facilities and opulences, and Parikshit Maharaj was also having. But they utilized everything nicely in service of Krishna under the expert's guidance. And when they got the signals at the right time, they gave everything up also and they became detached and they gave up their throne. So such type of rajarshis they also prove by their ideal examples. And at the end Prabhupada explains that yasyaham anugrinnami harishe tad dhanam shane. So Krishna also gives a lot of opulences to a mature devotee, but if a devotee immaturely misuses that facilities, so Krishna takes away all the opulences, and that is the special mercy of the Lord, because he knows that the devotee cannot maturely utilize all the facilities in Krishna's service. So he will become more and more entangled in the karmic reactions. So to protect him, Krishna takes away all the opulences, as mentioned by Urmila Mataji during this Sunday Bhagavatam. So in the conclusion, we can learn from this purport the secret of the success or art of living expertly under the guidance of spiritual master, and how we can utilize all our reactions, all our karmas for the pleasure of the Lord, and thus we can get free from all the entanglements or reactions, and we can progress on the path of liberation. And at the end Prabhupada also mentioned that if he misuses all the facilities, then Krishna will take away that. So we should very humbly serve Krishna as an instrument or as a humble servant. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So, I'm very sorry to make you late. So, Granthanath Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.